Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby, AT&T Morning Line, Churchill Downs. We've had a great morning this morning. And, you know, Cindy, our trip every year and all the things we do made possible by the Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen Williams is the director of that. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you
Welcome
so much.
Welcome to Louisville.
Yes, thank you so much for your hospitality.
We look forward to coming every year and to getting to go to some of the most unique and new and exciting places in Louisville, courtesy of the Visitors Bureau, and we appreciate that so much.
Well, we'd love to have you here, and we're also happy when we have very new things for you to see, which is all of our new visitors coming into Kentucky Derby, so lots going on in Louisville, so welcome back.
You have something every year. Tell us, what did you say last night, over 2,000 new hotel rooms?
Yes, so, and we have grown so much. We've really had a growth spurt in the last 2 years. So at the end of 19, we will have added 2,000 new hotel rooms just in downtown Louisville. We'll be hitting shy at the end of 19 of 20,000 hotel rooms and in the entire Louisville and Jefferson County. And 5 years ago, that number was 15,000. So there has been a lot of growth. We've opened a new convention center, which is a year old. Mm-hmm. You were at the Rabbit Hole last night, which is that now we have 10 bourbon experiences. Wow. You can go out to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, and we certainly encourage. But if you have just a little bit of time, and you just want to hear about how bourbon is harvested and what bourbon is about, you can see that right in Louisville with 10 different bourbon experiences.
I think that's wonderful. And along with the bourbon experiences, a lot of other restaurants and neat shops and places like that, neighborhoods kind of developing. You guys have done so much with all the neighborhoods.
Well, we have, you know, and I love, you know, we're finding out that the traveler has changed. They want to come into your city and they want to experience your neighborhoods. They don't want to be just in that downtown area. So you have the Nulu area, which is not just about a half a mile out of town.
I love that.
You have Butchertown area. You have the Highlands. You have Crescent Hill. And in all of those neighborhoods, they have their own unique restaurants. As you said, we're a very much a foodie town. A Garden and Gun just named us as one of the top foodie cities in the South. So we're just thrilled. I mean, because when people come in, you want to do different experiences. You want to hear and maybe see great music and museums, but you always want some good food. And most people want the food that they can't get in their hometown. I mean, chains are wonderful, but you get some great chefs here. We've had the Iron Chef. We had someone win the Iron Chef here out in Kentucky. We've had one of our chefs win the Chop Chef. So Louisville and really the whole state of Kentucky has that culinary experience.
Absolutely.
I agree very
much. Absolutely.
We love to eat. what can we say? And we experience and have eaten some just wonderful food since we've been here. My stomach's not used to it. So it's like I got to get back on track when I get back home. But for 3 days, it's been great.
Yeah.
You know, it's truly an experience. A family can come here on vacation, and they can spend a week and not see everything here.
That's exactly right. So, you know, we have wonderful, iconic museums here. First of all, we have a wonderful zoo. Then you have the Louisville Slugger, which is only in Louisville. You have the Muhammad Ali Museum. You have the Fraser Museum. So you have iconic museums, but we've also become one of those cities that's really about music festivals. We have a music festival right across the river, the Beatles, in May.
Yes.
Then in July, you have Forecastle. Then in September, you do the Danny Wimmer Presents. He has three music festivals, second, third, and fourth week of September. The second week of September is new. It's the Country Music Festival. I don't know if it's Hometown Rising. And their headliners this year, first time, is Tim McGraw, Little Big Town, Dwight Yoakam, Tracy Atkins, Luke Bryan, Keith Urban, Jake Owen, and Brett Young.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's all about great food. So you can go and hear the best music and have great food. And then their next weekend is Bourbon and Beyond, which is the third weekend. And their headliners are Foo Fighters, John Fogerty, Robert Plant, Daryl Hall and John Oates, Zach Brown and ZZ Top. And then they have many others. So, and then their third weekend, Louder Than Life. Now, I have to admit, I'm not as in tune. This is not my genre.
Right.
I do know one of these groups. They just announced as Guns N' Roses.
Yes.
Oh,
they got Smack, Ice Cube, Disturbed, Rob Zombie. I don't really know all those, but I do know that they've already sold 55,000 tickets per day.
It actually is.
I mean, but you have different music. You have country, and then you have classic and jazz, and then you have the heavy metal. And so we do really offer for everyone. And then you go into October, and then you have our great St. James Festival, and then you have the entire month for Jack-O-Lantern, which is at Iroquois Park. Okay. So we're trying to create something every single month of the year for you to come here and enjoy everything we have to offer.
Sounds like you're doing a fantastic
job. Absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. We'd love to send some people up here.
I would love for you to.
Maybe we can work together on something.
I'll give you my card.
Sounds great.
And we'll work that out.
Yeah, you have your people call my people.
That's right.
We can do that.
That's right. What do you like for Derby this weekend? You guys, are you guys entertaining anybody special for Derby?
Yeah, you know, for Derby, we always bring in our top meeting planner clients and tourism clients. And because it's conventions that can fill the entire city. So it's like convention, you know, it's usually on their bucket list. So we try to create that every year for them. So all of our clients this year are convention and then some of our tour bus business. And who I like for Derby, I'm still kind of out there. There's several, so I don't even want to jinx it and say. I will say for the Oaks, there's one of the Phillies that's Champagne for All that I like. But I have to say there's one called Motion Emotion
that
I want to definitely put $2 on because it's one of the ladies that we work with at Louisville Tourism, and her husband, Jack Van Berg, or that's his father, Tom Van Berg, is the trainer.
Wow,
so
neat.
To get to be in the Oaks is pretty special. So that one will definitely.
Local connections very important.
It really is.
I love the local connections.
Yeah, we do.
Karen, thank you again for hosting us every year. We love coming.
Thank you for coming. And we'll make sure you get up for these festivals. You guys have been great partners. We love with working everybody out in the state. So we want you to come often and more often.
Absolutely. It was an easy drive.
It is a very easy drive.
Easy
but
drive.
Thank you so much and happy Derby.
Thank you. Derby coverage is brought to you by Heritage Bank, Robert Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Home Place Mortgage, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, and Herb Hayes Furniture.
We're Cindy Allen, Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.